But I can't give that explanation to Gaurang Dashan Babu. The fruit I delivered, that portion was not good. So that also depends on what he considers as fruit and as a course coordinator and what we consider as fruit, you know, that's different. So anyway, so here he is lamenting for those who because of their offenses have lost taste in bhakti. Then he says, tadasya kausha rava sharma datur hare katameva kata susaram udritya pushpebhya iva artha bando shivaya nakirtaya tirtha kirtehe. So he says, therefore my dear Maitreya, artha bando, I am a distressed person and you are a friend of the distressed. So therefore, Shivaya, for the auspiciousness of this whole world, Naha Kirtaya, please sing to us Tirtha Kirtehe Hari Hari Katam. So Harehe Katam, the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. And who is the Supreme Lord? Tirtha Kirti. His topics are purifying to the whole world. Like that. Tadeva kata susaram, that is the essence of all kata. As it is mentioned in one of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs, he says, jada kavya raso nahi kavya rasa, kalipavana gaura raso hi rasa, alamanya katadya nushilanaya, baja godruma kanana kunjavidum. You've heard this. Godruma Chandra Bhajanopadesh, yes, written a song about the Gaur Gadadhar deities that he has in his Swananda Sukhada Kunj. He has written this Godruma Chandra Bhajanopadesh. So there he says, jada kavya raso nahi kavya rasa. In jada kavya there is no real rasa. Kalipavana gaura raso hi rasa. The real rasa is there in Gaur Kata. Like that he is telling. Tadeva katasusaram. Hare katam eva katasusaram. The real essence of all topics is there in Krishna Kata. Like the honey of the flowers. Like that. Therefore, please speak. Then he says, Savishva janma stiti samyamarte kritavatara pragrihita shaktihi chakara karmani atipurushani yanishvara kirtanaya tani mahyam. He says, how does this Supreme Lord Krishna, appearing in his various purushavatara features, performs various activities of creation, maintenance and destruction? So sa evam bhagavan prishtah kshatra kausharavo munihi pumsam nishreya sartena tamaha bahumanayan. After hearing these questions from Vidura, bahumanayan, having great respect and gratitude for Vidura, Maitreya started speaking. What did he say? He said, sadhu prishtam tvaya sadho lokan sadhu anugrinnata kirtim vitanvata loke atmano adoksha jatmanah. He says, oh sadhu, you are a great sadhu, my dear Vidura. Adokshaja atmanah, and I know that your mind is always absorbed in the Supreme Lord. Lokan sadhu anugrihnata, and with a great desire for showing mercy to all living entities. Loke atmanah kirtim vitanvata sadhu prishtam tvaya. By these questions, by asking such wonderful questions, you have, one thing, definitely shown mercy and compassion to the living entities of this world. Second is, you have spread your glories. Because these are such wonderful questions, that answers to these questions would be historical. And we see that. And we are still reading it after so many, you know, years, kalpas. So and then he says, Naita Chitram Twaikshatar Badarayana Viryaje Grihito Ananya Bhavena Yatvaya Haririshwara. He says, actually I am not surprised that such questions have come from you. Naita Chitram, this is not so. astonishing to me. Why? Toi badarayana viryaje, because you are the son of Vyasadeva. But it is not, definitely it's a very good qualification, but it's not sufficient qualification also, because we see, you know, Advaita Acharya's sons and many other cases, children may not necessarily be as spiritually qualified as their father. Grihita ananya bhavena. You are endowed with pure bhakti. That is your real qualification. Antvaya haririshwara. And you have directly met the Supreme Lord. The Lord came to your home and ate banana peels with so much relish. And one should not evaluate you based on your mundane birth. Mandavya shapat bhagavan praja samyamano yamah bratukshetre bujishyayam jata satyavati sutat. In fact, in Harinam Chintamani, and discussing this offense, first offense of sadhuninda, he says the root cause of sadhuninda is neglecting the primary quality, Krishnaika Sharanam, looking for the secondary qualities. That is the, he says, is the root cause of sadhuninda. So therefore he says that people may misjudge you, but that is a natural human tendency. That's a natural human tendency to judge anyone based on those secondary characteristics. Therefore, in order to, you know, clear the way for such people who have such a vision, he says, don't think that Vidura is just another Shudra, born of a Shudrani. First he talks about Badarayana Viryaje, and then he says, but you are actually Yamaraj, Bhagavan Yamaha, the punisher of all beings. But Mandavya Shapat, you would have discussed about this Mandavya Muni or Mandukya Muni, who cursed the Yamaraj to be born as a Shudra. And you are born to Vyasadev in the womb of a Shudrani. Bhavan Bhagavato Nityam Sammatas Sanugasyaha Yasya Jnanopadeshaya Madishat Bhagavan Vrajan. All these also can be, you can say, neglected. But your real glory is that when I was, you are recognized by the Lord eternally. When the Lord departed back to Vaikuntha, he instructed me to teach this knowledge to you. He says, the Lord remembered you just while before leaving back, going back to his abode. That shows your greatness. In fact, the Lord did not even ask Maitreya, did you understand what I spoke? Nothing like that. The only conversation that the Lord directly spoke to Maitreya, as recorded in Srimad Bhagavatam at least, is whatever you heard, please teach it to Vidura. Like that. Atate Bhagavad Leela Yogamayoru Brahmita Vishwastiti Udbhavan Tartha Varanayami Anupurvashah. Therefore, I am very glad that you have asked such questions about the pastimes of the Supreme Lord, especially in relation to creation, maintenance and destruction as carried out by the Purushavataras. So definitely, I will try to answer your questions in sequence. We will quickly go through. I am not going to go over the discussions, because it is already second canto, fifth chapter. Exact same thing is going to be discussed here. And prayers, yes, taken, right? Namamite Deva Padaravindam. Right? Fifth chapter, end of it. Only the creation section he did not take. Okay. So he says, Bhagavan Eka Asedam Agra Atmatmanam Vibuhu ఆత్మేచ్ఛా అనుగతావ్ ఆత్మ నానా మతి ఉపలక్షణ. హీ సేస్ భగవాన్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్, హీ ఈస్ ఉపలక్షణ, హీ ఈస్ ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్ ఆర్ హీ ఈస్ అండర్స్టుడ్ యాజ్ ఆత్మానం ఆత్మ, ది ఆత్మా ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద ఆత్మాస్ విచ్ మీన్స్ పరమాత్మ, ఆర్ విభుహు యాజ్ బ్రహ్మన్, నానామతి అకార్డింగ్ టు వేరియస్ క్వాలిఫికేషన్స్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్. అ జ్ఞాని హీ అండర్స్టాండ్స్ ది అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్ యాజ్ బ్రహ్మన్, అండ్ యోగి అండర్స్టాండ్స్ అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్ యాజ్ పరమాత్మ, అండ్ డివోటీ అండర్స్టాండ్స్ అండ్ అప్రోచెస్ ద అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్ యాజ్ భగవాన్, నానామతి. సో బట్ దట్ భగవాన్ అలోన్ ఎగ్జిస్టెడ్, ఏక ఆశ ఇదం అగ్రే, అహం ఏవాసమేవాగ్రే. సో హీ ఓన్లీ ఎగ్జిస్టెడ్ ఒరిజినలీ. ఒరిజినలీ మీన్స్ వెన్ హీ సేస్ ఆత్మ ఇచ్చా అనుగతావ్ ఆత్మ, అనుగతావ్ వెన్ ద డిజైర్ టు క్రియేట్ ద బాడీస్ ఆఫ్ ద జీవాస్ వాస్ అబ్సెంట్, విచ్ మీన్స్ ఇట్ వాస్ బిఫోర్ క్రియేషన్, ఆఫ్టర్ డిసల్యూషన్ అండ్ బిఫోర్ క్రియేషన్, డ్యూరింగ్ దట్ టైమ్, డ్యూరింగ్ ద సుప్త అవస్థ, డ్యూరింగ్ ది టైమ్ ఆఫ్ ఆఫ్టర్ డిసల్యూషన్. సో అట్ దట్ టైమ్ భగవాన్ ఏక ఆసేదం అగ్ర ఆత్మాత్మనాం విభుహు, ఓన్లీ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ ఎగ్జిస్టెడ్ అట్ దట్ టైమ్. హూ ఇస్ దట్ సుప్రీం లార్డ్? మహావిష్ణు. సవాయేషత్తదాద్రష్టా నాపశ్యదృశ్యమేకరాట్ మేనే సంతం ఇవాత్మానం సుప్త శక్తిర్ అసుప్త దృక్. దట్ వన్ పురుష దృశ్యం ద్రష్ట, హూ గ్లాన్సెస్ ఓవర్ దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ మెంట్ టు బి గ్లాన్స్. దృశ్యం మీన్స్ దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ మెంట్ టు బి గ్లాన్స్, విచ్ ఇస్ ప్రధాన్. తదా అట్ ద టైమ్ ఆఫ్ క్రియేషన్ న అపశ్యత్, he could not see her,
external energy
he could not see her. External one manifestation of external energy is pradhan. Ekarat swarat, the one possessor of maya, supta shakti, who was sleeping. Here sleeping means inaction means he was not performing his any activity with respect to this material world, because as we saw in this morning, it is not time for creation, so he was not engaged in creation. Because nothing has been created, he was not engaged in maintenance, and because nothing has been created, nothing needs to be destroyed. So at this stage he was inactive in his capacity as Mahavishnu with respect to this material world. Supta shakti, the material energy was inactive with respect to creation, but asupta drik means he also had many other consorts or energies who were awake, asupta, they were not sleeping, which means all his spiritual energies, they were active and engaged in giving pleasure to the Supreme Lord. But mene atmanam asantam iva, but he considered himself non-existent without her, because at that particular time when it was time for creation, all his other consorts cannot do that job. The maya shakti only, she can assist him in that activity. So therefore, just as a husband would feel himself incomplete without his wife being present for that particular activity, so the Supreme Lord also, from a rasa point of view, he was thinking that mene asantam iva, he considered himself non-existent without her. So I will read some part from this section. He says at the beginning of creation he did not see what should be glance for creation, because the Pradhan had not come out of his body. Like that. Then, though they existed, he considered them non-existent at that time. Because he did not need the assistance of the other energies. He needed the assistance of the external energy. With glancing over Prakriti, it was impossible for the Lord to manifest the worlds. But Prakriti was invisible because she was inside the body. He says, Maya Devi was sleeping because it was not yet time for assistance, creation. He says, a sleeping lover cannot be enjoyed. But there were many lovers willing to give the Lord bliss and they were awake, asupta drik. He had many consorts such as Lakshmi, functions of his chit shakti. However, for creating the universe, the Lord at that time needed only the external energy. Even though she is inferior. Like that. Just like sometimes, you know, we may have... anyway, you understood. Sava etasya samdrashtu shakti sad asadatmika maya nama mahabhaga yayedam nirvame vibuhu. O great soul mahabhaga vidura, sa shaktihi, that energy, what is the nature of that energy? Who is that very special energy? Which when without her, the Lord was feeling asamtam iva mene. Considered himself non-existent. Who is that energy? Sada sadatmika. She is composed of cause and effect. Pradhan is the cause. Mahatattva is the effect. Mahatattva is the cause. False ego is the effect. False ego is the cause. Mind, intelligence, senses. All of them are effects like that. And whom does she belong to? Yetasya samdrashtuhu. That energy belongs to that glancing Lord, Mahavishnu. And what is her name? Maya Nama. Her name is Maya. Yaya, by this energy, Vibhu Idam Nirmame. Through this energy, the Supreme Lord creates this universe. Kalavrityato mayayam gunamayam adokshajah purushenatma bhutena viryam adatta viryavan. So now she manifested the pradhan. It has come out of his body. What does he do next? He glances at the pradhan and impregnates the pradhan with the jivatmas. What else does that glance involve? Kala karma and swabhava. Kala shakti and jiva shakti. Jiva shakti consists of karma and swabhava. So that's what is indicated here. Kala vrityatu mayayam gunamayam adokshajah purushena atma bhutena viryam adatta viryavan. The Supreme Lord adokshajah atma bhutena purushena in a swamsha expansion as Karanodaka Sai Vishnu. Viryavan. Why is he called Viryavan? What potencies? Possessor of Jivas. Because Viryam Adatta, he is going to impregnate. So he is addressed as Viryavan. At a certain moment of time, Viryam Adatta Mayayam. He invested that Virya in Pradhan. Gunamayam, which became agitated with gunas. Kalat gunavyatikaraha. The Kala Shakti agitated the gunas. See, I am going fast because same as second canto of chapter we are seeing, that's why. Tato bhavan mahattatvam avyaktat kala choditat vijyanatma dehastam vishvam vyanjam stamonudaha. Tataha, thereafter, kala choditat, being impelled by time, avyaktat, from the invisible prakriti, mahattattvam abhavat, mahattattva manifested. And this Mahatattva was Vijnanatma, composed of knowledge in Sattvaguna. Vishvam Vyanjan Atmadehastam Tamonudaha. This manifests the universe which was situated within itself, and it destroys ignorance. So, if you remember the destruction, at that time, the effulgent Mahatattva is consumed by the Pradhan, and that Pradhan goes inside the body of Mahavishnu. So now, breaking open that darkness of Pradhan, the golden Mahatattva, Hiranmayam Mahatattvam, it is mentioned. So it comes out, and the whole creation process starts. Sopyam shaguna kalatma bhagavad drishti gocharah atmanam vyakarod atma vishvasyasya sisrikshaya. Mahatattva, which is the shelter of this universe which was being created, amsha guna kalatma, whose form arises by the jiva shakti, gunas of prakriti and time. Time is there, jiva is there along with karma and swabhava, and the gunas have become activated now. That is the only difference between pradhan and mahatattva. Pradhan is there, but mahatattva also has the kala shakti, which has agitated the gunas, and the jiva shakti along with karma and swabhava. Bhagavad drishti gochara, which is the object of the glance of the Supreme Lord. Atmanam vyakarod atma asya sisrikshaya. It transformed itself into another form by the Lord's desire to create ahankar. So further, mahatattva transforms into ahankar by the glance of the Supreme Lord. Mahatattvat vikurvanat aham tattvam vyajayata karya karana kartratma bhutendriya manomayaha vaikarikastai jasascha tamasaschetyaham trida. Same thing. Mahatattvat vikurvanat, by the transformation of mahatattva, aham tattvam vyajayata, ahankar is called aham tattvam, was manifested. Karya karana kartratma. So bhutendriya manomayaha. Karya karana kartratma is nothing but adideva, adibhuta and adhyatma, which is mentioned here as bhuta indriya manomayaha. Bhuta is adibhuta, the elements. Indriya is adhyatma, and manaha is adideva, mode of goodness. Aham vaikarika taijasascha tamasascha iti trida. This aham tattva or ahankar is divided into three: sattvika ahankar, rajasa ahankar and tamasa ahankar. Aham tattvadvi kurvanan mano vaikarika dabud vaikarikascha ye deva artabhi vyanjanam yataha. So when this ahankar transforms from the sattvika ahankar, mind and the sense devatas are created. Taijasanyendriyanyeva jnana karma mayanicha. From the taijasahankar or rajasahankar, karmendriyas and jnanendriyas are created, along with, of course, intelligence and prana also. Tamaso bhuta sukshmadir yatak kam lingam atmanah. Now the next few verses are going to describe how from tamasahankar first sound is created, from sound ether is created, from ether touch, from touch air, from air form, from form fire, from fire taste, from taste water, from water smell, from smell earth. That's what is described in the next few verses. From ahankar and tamas arose the sense object, starting with sound, pervaded by the Lord, from which ether arose. Then The Lord glanced upon ether with a mixture of time and a portion of Maya. From ether arose touch, which transformed itself into air. Air further transformed itself into form, and from form, fire was produced. Then fire transformed into taste, and from taste water was created. Then from water smell was created, or fragrance, and from fragrance earth was created. Okay. Bhutanam naba adinam yadyad bhavyavaravaram tesham paranu samsargat yata sankhyam gunan viduhu. O Vidura, one should know that the qualities of each element, starting with ether, increases successively. Ether has only sound. Air has sound and touch. Fire has sound, touch and form. Water has sound, touch, form and taste. And earth has sound, touch, form, taste and smell. Like that. Ete deva kala vishnoho kala mayyamsha linginaha nanatvat svakriyanisha prochu pranjalayo vibum. So, ete devaha, which means the personified elements and the other sense devatas, Vishnoho Kala, who are called as Vishnu Kala, because they are part of primary creation.
This is done. This is current system, till now, right?
Huh?
This is done. Henceforth.
Henceforth is done. This is the last verse we will see.
Whatever happened till now is current.
Karana Srishti only. Karya Srishti will start. But before Karya Srishti, the personified elements, they will offer prayers, which you have already seen. So this, I'll end with this verse. The devatas of the various elements known as portions of Vishnu and possessing the power of transformation, that is Kala and Maya, emotional states and consciousness, were unable to perform their functions. Why? Swakriya Anishah. They were unable to perform. Anishah means unable to perform. Why? Nanatvat. Because they were not together. Nana. They were separate. Therefore, Pranjalayah Vibhum Prochuhu. Therefore, with folded hands, they began praising the Lord and offering prayers. So, then they would offer prayers. And how does the Supreme Lord respond to the prayers? That we will see tomorrow. 6th chapter will start tomorrow. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.